My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
We're going to be continuing our Image X Month week of comics coverage, Jimmy. But first, what do you got?
I have my Image comic, Street Angel, Deadliest Girl Alive. This collects all of the color Street Angel comics that I've done for Image, plus a few extra bonus comics. 240 pages of comics for $20, and perfect for anybody this holiday season, and perfect for you watching at home.
Agreed. Patreon.com/Ed Piskor is where I'm serializing my Red Room comics at this very moment. These are bootlegs that patrons made from high-res files that are available to read on the Patreon. Issue 1 is up there right at this very moment, and in the middle of serializing issue 2, $3 to get you the complete archive. One more thing. The X-Men Grand Design Omnibus, almost a 500-page book collecting pretty much every drawn image that I did for the production of that Marvel comic, is it's sold out at our level. So it's in some stores. It's available on Amazon in a very finite capacity until sometime next year, man. So if you think that'd be a cool gift.
What's this in the back that we're seeing here, Ed?
Yeah, it's a complete script.
Amazing.
I did a quick and dirty version of the comic, trying to figure out how to condense an entire issue onto one single page. Not too easy to do. So I sent this off to the editor, get approval, and then go on and draw the final page. Man, we'll do a bigger video of this whenever the reprint comes out. Get it while it's hot, man. Jimmy, let's talk about the Eric Larson Savage Dragon artist helming the Wildcats covert action team, Jim Lee's comic.
So as a reader, Savage Dragon was my favorite at this time.
Yeah.
Eric Larson was the cartoonist I was most excited about, having read, you know, a year or two of Image comics. And I had probably quit buying Wildcats at this point, so I was mixed feelings. I would have rather had the Eric Larson Savage Dragon issue, but this is what I got. And you can see on the cover, Mighty Man and Maul fighting. This is going to be... it's a pretty good issue. This is my favorite issue out of this out of the X Month issue, and it's pretty much Eric Larson's Freak Force superhero team versus Jim Lee's Wildcats superhero team. So classic, you know, classic comic book tropes of like having these two fan favorite teams clash.
Yes, I like this comic a lot as well. The demerits are because of Eric Larson bringing his other team into the thing. We should have replaced those guys with Stormwatch.
You're right. That would have been really cool. Dark word balloons. This is early days of digital coloring, digital lettering, and it's like, that's hard to read. Don't do that. Don't do black ink on blue backgrounds like that.
That is unfortunate, because there is value in these first two pages, and you know, the classic Kirby trope of splash page, double pager, double page spread. And Eric Larson is probably the most sound cartoonist for my taste of all of these guys. And he understands the mechanics of how comics works, and he has some idea about the business of comics. And he knows that there may be some people who come to this comic who are Eric Larson fans. So he very clearly lets a new reader know what the fuck you're getting into with that consideration in mind. Nobody else did that in any of these things. And I think that's just a stroke of a good cartoonist, a smart cartoonist.
Yeah, I agree. There's your money shot of Jim Lee's Wildcats, as interpreted by Eric Larson, which was the cool gimmick of this whole X month. So that's what you want. That's really the number one piece that you want out of these books, is like, bring in the artist, another cool artist, you interpret the characters.
And we're going to get a schmoz. This is good. There's going to be pathos here, man, because we're going to get the schmoz between Maul and Mighty Man, who is a female nurse that turns into Mighty Man, and similarities and differences between the two. But it's, you know, these comics are fun. This one is kind of, you know, it's standalone. Eric Larson, he doesn't know what the hell Wildcats is.
Yeah. It's very true. Do you think these are intentionally, like, these are Jim Lee panels that he's trying to do there?
You know, at the time, I would say yes. But if you keep reading Savage Dragon, right, see some of the shit that he does, it quickly becomes Eric Larson,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, in some ways, it could be that, but it's not that different than what you're seeing in the Eric Larson language.
The Eric Larson art style, though, I think of it compared to the rest of his Image, you know, founding fathers, is a far more organic style than everybody else. Like
Brandon Choi had the habit of writing a lot of these like acronyms that would then be spelled out down here. And so Larson's doing a little bit of a caricature of that writing style too, where it's even things like ASAP is spelled out as soon as possible. So.
Totally. And it's all leading to this joke right there. BFD. Yeah, no, that was a good piece, man.
So yeah, what happens in that Mighty Man, one of his fights, this woman who's injured was like somebody Maul cared about. I'm not positive what their relationship is, maybe an ex-girlfriend or something. But whenever Maul learns that, you know, this building collapsed and injured his friend, he's out for payback. How? And Maul's gimmick, the bigger he gets, the less, you know, he's almost like the Hulk or something. Like he loses his mental faculties as he gets bigger, and getting bigger is important if you're fighting the world's mightiest mortal, Mighty Man.
That's all well and good, Jim, but how whack is Warblade without his costume on?
Wait, that's not Doc Samson? Hey, speaking of Warblade, this made me remember that Simon Bisley did a Warblade miniseries that's really cool. As you can imagine, Bisley with a guy who has knives for fingers
right.
works pretty well. But yeah, that's not the best look for Warblade. I don't even know if that's right, because Warblade has like metal body parts and stuff. So that might be one of Eric Larson maybe swinging and missing on what Warblade looks like, because I don't think he takes the costume off.
Speaking of costumes, Maul's costume is very smart because it covers up his freaking yellow soul patch, man. Ah.
and clearly a nod to Kirby with this device that he's riding right out of New Gods.
Yeah, straight, you know, that's Orion. Got to get his little gimmicks in there, man.
Vanguard.
Got to go in business for himself a touch. Let's go in business for himself even more, because now we're going to exit the Wildcats comic and launch right back into, you know, what Eric Larson's been doing for a dozen issues or whatever.
I enjoyed this. As soon as it swings to Freak Force, it flatters Freak Force a lot.
Yeah.
Freak Force was like a second tier superhero team. Vic Bridges was drawing it in this like knockoff Byrne style, and it just was not anywhere near Wildcats. Certainly not in sales. This was a B team. This would be like Avengers West Coast or something. But here, Larson really shines, man. They look good, and they look like rivals and equals. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I only know that I do have the Freak Force comics, but I know them from their appearances and introductions in the Savage Dragon.
Right.
So this is status quo to me.
And I should say, not a bad series. Like I'm not you know, putting the series down. It's just that's how they were viewed. Like that series never sold in the numbers of something like a Wildcats.
I look at Larson's cartooning, and I just love his internalized comic book cartoony language. Like just looking at these trees, and mm-hmm. it's just like very simple iconographic leaf textures, grass textures, bricks, but it all reads, and it's all there, man.
Even the use of shadow to show like this morose panel, cartooning 101.
Yeah,
you lose it if you're trying to make everybody look cool with badass shadows, but if you use it selectively, it can be a tool to show that kind of like, you know, Mighty Man's just hurt over this thing, and that's when Maul shows up.
This is what Larson does, man.
Yeah. And this is what you want. Again, rereading these, like this issue stood out to me because it's bunch of these characters fighting. What else are you going to do in one of these issues?
Yeah, that's all you want, man. So you create the MacGuffin, you got the schmoz, and that's what we're going to have, a couple pages of that, dude. And it's fun to see Larson's treatment of such a big character, because for as big as Savage Dragon is, he ain't this big.
No, and he's going to keep getting bigger. Again, Hulk-like, you know, he's getting more and more angry.
And Larson plays with these proportions really well, man.
And this is what an Image comic is, too. You can't judge this for not being Love and Rockets.
Yeah.
It's an Image comic. This is what they're built on. This is what you want. And of course, whenever they see their buddy Mighty Man in trouble, Freak Force is there. He's got their back. And of course, Wildcats see every Freak Force ganging up on Maul, so they got to join the ruckus.
Larson's like, oh shit, I forgot. It's a Wildcats comic. I got to get these guys in there.
Got to love this kind of two-page spread. Because it is a challenge, like, how do you make everybody look pretty cool? I like the Warblade now in costume. I think those claws look really good there.
Yeah.
It's hard to draw, like, teams like this. I mean, X-Men did it for, you know, decades. That's not an easy thing to do.
It's not. You got to juggle the characters. Chris Claremont described it as dance choreography.
Yeah, speaking of which, you see it in these pages where it's like, go this way, go this way, go this way. Pretty slick how that works. And again, it's just showcasing two superhero teams. These should have a toy ad at the back.
That is a fierce punch right there. I love the way that Larson twists the figure. You can tell that he has sound knowledge of like the cylinders and shapes and how to twist the torso and the hips to you know, dramatic comic book action effect.
Yeah, I do love that punch, and it's a directional device too, going down the page in reading order to really emphasize that movement. I loved Super Patriot.
I know.
It's unfortunate that background's yellow and his torso's yellow,
right?
But it was a good design. Like, at some point, we're going to have to look at the Super Patriot miniseries, but it was a really wild design of just guns and just madness for a character.
This may be a touch blurry because we have our thing locked, but man, that Spartan eyeball, that's a good touch.
Yes. Yeah, it's violence. That's a good money. That's the mini, like the half splash page. You would get these in the Eric Larson Savage Dragon issues because they were pretty dense. So you would get these like half splashes that were just really cool, and that's one of them.
Savage Dragon's making his appearance.
Of course.
Look at him with that gun. Just the shape of him, man.
His proportions are, man, they're good. Figuring out those proportions took everybody a while, if you weren't Eric Larson.
Yeah. And now we're going to have our moment. You know, the schmoz is done. The fight is done. They realize that they're all, you know, homies. Maul kind of sees the transformation, sees, you know, Mighty Man turn back into a female nurse. So the fight is off.
Yeah. You know what? Mighty Man, that's the plan. Like, Mighty Man's trying to figure out how to bring Maul down and calm him down, and that's what Mighty Man decides to do. And it works. Maul's like, huh?
So now we have the meeting. Or no, this isn't the nurse.
No, that's his friend who was injured.
Right.
Like, he left her, I guess, to protect her, and now she still gets injured. There's so little characterization in Wildcats. Eric Larson probably doubled the characterization with that scene. Certainly for Maul.
Yeah. And then everybody parties on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. We get our camel toe shot.
And the
speaking of Image Comics.
And the final word, poop.
It's funny that, yeah, there's a shot of an ass and someone saying poop. That's great. They should have had fun with the word balloon and pointed it at her butthole. But these two trying to talk a little bit, where the nurse is kind of hitting on him a little bit, and he's like, you turn into a man. I'm gonna go over here.
All right.
Freaked out by it.
Here's Larson just talking about being the last guy to the party. Didn't know that Image X Month was going to be a thing.
Yeah, this is fun. This is where a lot of the storytelling in Image Comics would take place, in these kind of text pieces. And usually it would be the start of the book. Issue one would have this, and the guy would really tell you all about the character, because the issues often failed to do so within the comics. Whenever I was toying with some of that 90s storytelling tropes, this is what I came up with. Is like, this is what you've got to do, this page. But I always love them whenever somebody's giving some insight in the process, and that's what you hear, what you read here with Eric Larson.
Yeah.
There's some Vic Bridges art in that advertisement. Cyberforce coming over, so another crossover. You could compare and contrast how these super teams are handled between different artists. This is a weird ad, because it lists like where you can get Wildstorm comics, and there's like these 10 stores. But I mean, like, that was a high-selling comic. You could get that at any above average, even average comic book shop at the time. Weird that they pick out 10 of these stores. I wonder if they're getting kickbacks or something from them, or if they were doing, you know, tours or something and stopping at those stores.
Yeah, had some sort of relationship with them. Stormwatch, this is probably one of my earliest Wildstorm comics.
This book also illustrates the formula for these super teams. And right. Like Stormwatch will fit it, Cyberforce will fit it, they all had that one big guy. It was like, you could just have these teams fight each other and they were all mirrors.
Yes. Brett Booth.
Also not getting the dragon fin quite right yet.
Yeah. Or good boot treads. He gets a C for those.
Jim Lee doing some the video game stuff. Jim Lee was early in the video game art and had those ties clear up into the Wildstorm at DC days.
Yep.
I think that was a lucrative relationship.
Super Nintendo, man. That's the era. I quit buying video games. Started buying Aaron Wiesenfeld.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. This is a series that I bought when it came out and then got rid of. And now I'm kind of curious about because of Wiesenfeld.
Oh, man. I'll bust those out, man. He was the Wildstorm Stephen Platt is how I described him, man.
Like he was great a standout. As he progressed. You know, you could see him getting better from book to book. And when he does like the Deathblow Wolverine crossover, I think that's like my favorite of his.
Yeah, and it's far different than
this.
It is
very different, yeah.
Yeah, he takes it kind of like that. It's like that Jay Lee trajectory of like leaning into the 90s style and then becoming more himself.
Right. As he goes on. A lot of the Wildstorm guys did that. Like Travis Charest is another one who shows up, and you can see it's the Wildstorm style, and the more they work, the more they become them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we'll talk more about it. He's a fine artist now, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk more about that, man, later. Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when the next vids are available. Street Angel Image Collection in stores right now. Street Angel hardcover edition has sold out at the publisher level. Get that while you can. Octobriana's in stores. Plain James is in stores. Patreon.com/EdPiscor's Worm Serializing Red Room. X-Men Grand Design Omnibus sold out at the publisher level. Cartoonist Kayfabe, it's like it's working, Jimmy.
Yes, mission accomplished.
Get that thing while you can. It's going to be reprinted in early 2021. What else, Jim?
Subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video. I recommend you do it because you don't see everything we post on social media. The newsletter will keep you up to date on everything. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise, again, at the links below this video. And you can find all of our links on social media, including the Cartoonist Kayfabe Instagram links, below this video.
Give them one more set of marching orders. We'll be out of here, Jimmy.
Read more comics.